Good afternoon. As he stated, I'm Fedoria Ruggles from the Division of Epidemiology and Biostatistics in the Department of Environmental Health at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine. I have no relationships to disclose. A brief introduction in regards to manganese. Manganese is an essential nutrient that is needed by the body. It plays key roles in bone mineralization, protein and energy metabolism, cellular protection from damaging free radical species. It is also a cofactor for enzymes and reactions and synthesis, and it also aids in the formation of connective tissue, blood clotting factors, and hormones. However, in excess, manganese can have neurotoxic effects. In those who are exposed to high levels, the predominant method of exposure is through inhalation. Inhalation of manganese can occur in the air from pollution, from sources such as MMT, which stands for methyl cyclopentadienyl manganese tricarbonyl, which is an antinoc additive that was added to gasoline. And another method is from a ferromanganese refinery that emits high levels of manganese into the air. When there is great exposure to these high levels of manganese, it can result in impaired neuromotor function, alterations in hand tremor, motor speed, and postural stability, which leads to a condition that is very similar to Parkinson's and is known as manganism. This is a brief background in regards to the air exposure pathway. The air is inhaled, as you know, through the nose and through the nares and respiration. It can go into the lungs, and then it can cross the barriers and enter into the blood. It also can be inhaled through the nose and go directly to the olfactory bulb, where it can cross the blood-brain barrier and travel through tertiary neuronal distribution into various areas of the brain. One of the primary areas in which it concentrates in is the basal ganglia, and this region is one of the major regions that controls neuromotor function. So to assess this, one of the methods that we used was postural balance. Children are more susceptible to manganese exposure due to the fact that they have increased tissue absorption and retention. There's a diminished excretory capacity. Manganese enters their brain at a much higher rate than adults, and they also have a higher respiratory and metabolic rate. It's also interesting to note that there are very few studies on the effects of manganese within children. Some additional background information is that the U.S. EPA has identified 0.05 micrograms of manganese per meters cubed as the inhalation reference constant. This RFC constant is a continuous inhalation exposure level that is likely to be without appreciable risk of deleterious effects for the human population during their lifetime. Well, within a certain area known as Marietta, Ohio, there's a ferromanganese refinery that has been emitting high levels of manganese for over 50 years of its operation. And manganese emissions from this source are the highest in the nation, and their emissions are very close to this RFC level of 0.05 micrograms per meters cubed. So this became the preliminary background for the community to become concerned about their environment. And so they wanted some research to be done, and they reached out to us at the University of Cincinnati. And through this collaboration, we were able to develop the CARE study, which stands for Communities Actively Researching Exposure Study. The primary goal of this study was to analyze the exposure and effects. We were specifically looking at children between the ages of 7 to 9, and we had two populations in which we were looking at: our high exposed population, which was in Marietta, Ohio, also known as Washington County, and then we needed to find a low exposed population in which that was very similar, in which we could compare the two communities. Brief demographics about it, in that you can see based on the U.S. Census Bureau data that both counties are very similar in regards to their gender, age, race, and education attainment, along with income. This is a map of the Appalachian area of Ohio, in which these two counties reside in. You can see Washington County, which is highlighted in red, is one of the counties that has the highest level of toxic release inventory that the U.S. EPA has collected. whereas Guernsey is in a very low area. Over the years, we estimated, based on TRI data, the amount of manganese exposure from 1999 to 2009 in pounds per year. The year 1999, because most of our subjects are between the ages of 7 and 9, and this would be around their time of gestation before birth. And as you can see, Guernsey County has very small concentrations, and now it's basically zero in regards to Marietta in comparison, which still has high levels of concentration, even though it has decreased some. This led to our main hypothesis that children ages 7 to 9 years exposed to high levels of manganese as measured by ambient and modeled air manganese concentrations and residential distance will have significantly higher biological markers of manganese exposure as measured by blood and hair manganese concentrations and will also have significant deficits in neuromotor performance compared to children of the same age with lower exposure. There were two main specific aims in my portion of the study, which was to assess environmental exposure to manganese as measured by ambient and modeled air concentrations, residential distance from the ferromanganese refinery, and internal biomarkers of dose in a cohort of children living near the refinery compared to those living further away from the refinery. The second aim was to evaluate neuromotor performance as measured by quantitative posturography techniques in children residing near the refinery compared to those residing further away from the refinery in order to determine if the high levels of manganese exposure are associated with deficits in neuromotor performance. A brief summary of our study design in which to be included in the CARE study, the children had to be between the ages of 7 and 9, reside in Washington County and Guernsey County. In addition, the child's mother had to have resided within Washington County from her 16th week of pregnancy. They were included in this portion of the study after they had already had their initial appointment with the CARE study, and if the testing date fell within 8 weeks from which their biological specimens were collected. They were excluded based on screening, which was done over the phone, along with a sensory questionnaire at the date of testing, and also if there were any pre-existing health conditions that would affect their neuromotor performance, such as those listed here. The main assessment that we used to assess their neuromotor performance was through postural balance. Within postural balance, the subject stands on a force plate, and this force plate measures the person's movement along the X, Y, and Z axes of the body. The parameters that we are measuring are the length of the sway path and the sway area, which is encompassed by the XY plot of the movement of their center of pressure. There are basically six main trials that the subject will go through. The first is eyes open, so they will stand on the force plate with the eyes open, standing, looking straight ahead, focusing on a central blue dot. The second is the same position with their eyes closed. And then the next two are where they will stand on foam with eyes open and also with eyes closed. And then the last two are bending with eyes open and eyes closed. Each of these test conditions challenges the different senses of the participant, whether it's the visual, the proprioceptive, or the vestibular. Some of our initial preliminary results is that we had ambient air samplers that were placed within the region that were used to access the environmental exposure. And it was shown that the average air manganese concentration over the two-year period that we were looking at in Marietta was 17.44 nanograms per meters cubed, with the range from 14.13 to 20.76 nanograms per meters cubed. During the months in which balance was tested, the air manganese concentration was mostly in the upper spectrum of this range. There was correlation between the ambient air concentrations and the dates of postural balance testing, and along with ambient air outcomes in relation to the postural balance outcomes. It was interesting to note that this manganese exposure was at a level that was less than the EPA reference concentration, but it was still shown, as you will see in the upcoming results, to be associated with deficits in neuromotor performance. In addition, we created an air dispersion model, which we named AirMod, which was created to estimate the annual concentration of manganese that the residents were exposed to across varying distance from the refinery, with the refinery being the point source. And what AirMod did is set up a grid of ambient concentration, and then it adds information from individual receptors, such as air sampling facilities that are set up by the EPA. The participant's residential location was also geocoded and mapped to gain a better assessment of the concentration values where our subjects lived. These locations were overlaid into our AIRMOD model. The model estimates of the concentration ranged from 0.5 to 1 micrograms per meters cubed. And it was noted that most of our participants lived in a region in which the concentration was between 0.1 to 0.49 micrograms per meters cubed. And these exposure estimates were significantly correlated with all of our postural balance testing outcomes. So it was shown that the residential distance from the refinery was significantly related with the modeled manganese air concentration. A graphical representation was done to visualize the relationship between the postural balance and specifically looking at the hair manganese concentration, because the hair ended up being one of our most influential biomarkers in looking at manganese exposure. And the testing condition in which was noted the most was when the participants stood on foam with eyes closed. And this shows that as the manganese concentration increased, the amount of sway length and the amount of sway area increased. And this was associated with a significant p-value of 0.04. This is a display of what our software does in looking at the person's postural sway. In the first graph on the top left, you see a participant who has low manganese exposure, and they're standing on this same compliant surface. This is standing on foam with eyes closed, and most of their movement is within a central area. Compared to a subject who has high manganese exposure, in which there is a greater displacement of their center of mass. The environmental exposure was also assessed, as I mentioned earlier, by looking at the residential distance that the subject lived from the exposure, which being the refinery. And it was assumed that the closer that an individual lived to a refinery, the greater their amount of exposure. Well, it was found out that as the distance increased from the refinery, the amount of postural sway decreased. So children who lived closer to the refinery had poor postural balance. This leads us to several conclusions, the first being that ambient and modeled air manganese, along with biological manganese concentrations, correlated strongly with postural balance. Manganese exposure is also significantly associated with defects and deficits in neuromotor performance. Early diagnosis of manganese neurotoxicity is very important, and it can be critical in the disease prevention and also possible interventions. These findings may contribute to regulatory changes in permissible manganese emissions, also improving the air qualities within our communities, and it can also enhance the field of environmental exposure and assessment research. And I would like to acknowledge the following people, with the primary investigator being Dr. Aaron Haynes, and this is our research staff here at the University of Cincinnati, and on the other side is our research staff that is on site in Marietta, Ohio. Thank you so much.